Great. Okay, guys, so welcome back. This is Park from the Humble Coach Podcast. I am joined today by a fantastic coach, a fantastic businessman. His name is Jason Kalipa. Jason, thanks for joining me.
Absolutely. I'm happy to be here.
Great stuff. Excellent. So those in the CrossFit world or in the functional fitness world will know Jason very, very well. And if you don't know him an awful lot, I have a feeling in the near future and in the future you're going to know a lot more about him, or at least his businesses and all of his fantastic work. So Jason, could you give us a little bit of a spiel about your background? I think a lot of people would be aware of it, but could you give us a little bit of a bio on yourself before we dig into the questions?
You know, it's a pretty, you know, I got introduced to CrossFit when I was working at a conventional gym in 2006. Mm-hmm. Competed in the 2008 CrossFit Games, was fortunate enough to win that. Competed for the next 8 years and, you know, accomplished a lot of really cool stuff. And in the meantime, you know, worked to grow a business called NC Fit globally. Mm-hmm. And my wife and I have two children, and one of them got sick a couple of years ago, and it's kind of transformed our whole mindset. And yeah, I mean, so really it's just, you know, business owner. We have about 20 locations globally and competed professionally for a long time, and husband and father.
Excellent. That's pretty concise. Now, I think, it's fantastic. I think I started, to give you some context, I got into CrossFit in 2008 or so myself. I was in, I was based in Connecticut in 2007 for about 9 to 10 months, and I only realized when I came back a few months later that I was really, really close to like Rob Orlando's gym and all this kind of stuff, and I didn't have a clue really at the time. So I'm a little bit sad about that, but you would have been, you and a few others, Spieler and a few other guys and Barber and stuff, would have been the first people I would have seen in CrossFit. And it was a mad time back in the day, but it's interesting that you have been through so much over the last number of years. But I'm going to start the kind of first question, I suppose. You have a new book coming out very, very soon, so I'm going to help plug that a little bit. Could you speak a little bit about that and your goal in bringing it to the market and what you hope for people to get from it?
Yeah, we released a book pretty much yesterday for pre-sale, called As Many Reps as Possible, and also known as AMRAP Mentality. Mm-hmm. Basically, it's called As Many Reps as Possible, you know, how to use the AMRAP Mentality. And this is a mindset that I've used in my life to balance, stay focused, and get the most I can out of each thing I'm doing. And so, you know, when I'm in the middle of a workout in AMRAP and I'm doing push-ups, that's all I'm really thinking about. I'm just present, I'm focused, I'm crushing it. And I think what happens in life is that we become one foot in, one foot out. You're, you know, doing business, but maybe distracted. You're with the family, but being distracted. So something I've tried to incorporate in my life is this idea that, you know, when I'm at work, I'm at work. When I'm at home, I'm at home, and I do the best I can at that. And I treat each thing in my life like an AMRAP. And I think you become more productive. And, you know, I think for those people who have done workouts like that, they realize where it's coming from. And so for me, the idea of getting the book out was to share this mindset. Preach the hard work mentality, right? Get up, move, and also raise awareness, and also raise money for pediatric cancer.
Yes, absolutely. So, we can dig in a little bit, but you've been through some pretty, your family have been through some pretty traumatic times in the last number of years. Like you mentioned, your daughter going through some very, very challenging times, and I suppose you mentioned previously, I think that in a couple of other articles I've seen that you would have started that book before she became sick, and I suppose that the challenge of the last number of years has no doubt just like increased that focus towards the 100%. AMRAP mentality.
I mean, I had started this book right before she got sick. I wanted to kind of put something out. I had a lot of, not pressure, but I had a lot of people say to me, hey, you should write a book. And it took me the last couple of years to write it, because it just totally transformed. Once she got sick, it transformed my mindset. It transformed everything about me. Mm-hmm. And so I'm really happy with where we're at today with what the book, I think, can accomplish. You know, I would highly recommend for anybody listening, you know, it's $14. It's on Amazon. you know, we will have an audio version. We will also have a digital version if you're international. But, you know, the primary goal is to, especially for pre-sales, is to raise money for an organization that we support called NIGU.
Excellent. Well, I'll definitely be picking up a copy. I have a couple of ones planned, and it's very, very high on the list. The next one, I suppose, to go with and to try and link it a little bit back into some of the mentality that you've brought to your CrossFit career or your business career, or the way that you've approached any interviews I've ever seen, or even the businesses and the setup of the businesses that you're involved with. Could you speak a little bit about stability with family and with friends? And I know, like, I suppose you have you've known your wife, your current wife, for a long, long time. She's been through all of the fame and the madness along with you. Now, she's usually one of the quieter kind of ones, I suppose, considering you're a fairly boisterous character, which is fantastic. But could you speak a little bit about how important that stability has been through all of the different highs and lows over the last number of years, be it in the CrossFit realm or in your family with such a tight-knit group, and the importance of that stability, if you could.
Well, I mean, she's the rock, right? Yeah. And obviously when Ava was diagnosed, it made a big difference. Mm-hmm. But I mean, even leading up to that, right? I mean, I've competed so many times in so many places all over the world. And she's had to put up with a lot of tough times. You know, she's had to be there and watch me do really well and watch me not do well. Mm-hmm. And that's tough because, you know, I'd make the argument it might even be tougher when you're just watching somebody you love, you know, suffer, whatever it may be, because it's so far outside your control, right?
And absolutely.
I think it's really interesting what she's been able to do, and she's just, you know, she's the cornerstone of the family. She's the rock behind it all. And, you know, obviously I met her when we were 14, and I'm really happy that we have such a good relationship. I think it comes from good communication and, you know, just overcoming, you know, just listening and overcoming things together. It's not my journey. It's not her journey. It's our journey together. And our relationship comes first, so, you know, so we could keep those date nights and stuff, so we could still be really good parents for our kids.
Yeah, no, I think the importance of date nights cannot be underestimated. It's a vital part. I know myself and my own girlfriend, the importance of date nights are very, very high. But no, that's fantastic. I think when it comes to those kind of times, be it in very challenging times, it's vital to have that stable rock to go back towards and to help you out along the way. Now, changing tack a little bit, I know you've spoken a little bit previously, I think, in a couple of different interviews regarding the reevaluation of your focus and your goals when Ava got sick, and even post, I suppose, getting towards the twilight of your CrossFit career and having to reevaluate your goals and ideals and the direction and the amount of focus you'd like to put on certain areas of your life. Could you speak a little bit about how you've managed to both stop reevaluating yourself and actually just go with the flow, or also how you've...
There's no flow for me. It's a constant evaluation of how I'm doing on a daily, weekly, yearly basis. And so, you know, the parts of the AMRAP mentality are, you know, you got to know what you want to focus on. You got to work hard at those and then switch gears throughout the day on what you want to focus on. And, and I think it's important that in life you identify what you want to focus on, but it needs to be something that you have a strong why for, that you really believe in. And I think what's important is that when major things occur, you know, you get a new job, you get married, you have a kid, you need to reevaluate where your focuses are. You know, maybe before you have a kid, you can go out and, you know, drink beers with your buddies every night. Well, once you have a kid, you have responsibilities. You got to reevaluate that and reprioritize where you're at. And that's just a natural thing that happens in life. And then on a daily basis, I think it's really important that, you know, to have regular check-ins with yourself, like, hey, how am I doing? You know, what could I be doing better? And I think it's really important to do that, because otherwise, you might wake up 10, 20 years from now and realize you've been really bad at something. And, you know, that time you can't get back.
I think it's interesting. And this is going to bring us on a little bit to the next question. The little bit different of a tact, but going along with the more of the fitness element rather than the emotional and mental element for the moment. Your company NC Fit and the NC Fit Collective and the types of activities and programming within those programs, I think is fantastic. It's a very straightforward type of a workout regime. They're very simple and straightforward workouts. The coaching is fantastic within it, but it's also living, I think, in the old or the very current CrossFit mentality of living life in couplets and triplets and very simple and straightforward workouts. Could you speak a little bit about the importance of keeping things very simple when it comes to those kind of workouts that you guys have built? Yeah.
For us, we have three different programs plus compete. We have a 30-minute, a 45-minute, and a 60-minute program. Mm-hmm. And the easiest way to think about our programming is with increased duration of a class.
Yeah.
It allows for the coach to have more time to develop skills and or for you as an athlete to lift more load.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're coming in for 30 minutes, you don't need to, you know, if the workout's a 15-minute AMRAP of mm-hmm. push-ups, squats, and something, you don't need an hour-long class
yeah.
unless you're going heavy or you want to learn a skill like a, you know, rope climb or snatch.
Yeah.
And so our programming methodology is based off of thousands of members globally, and we diversify our offerings to tailor to different groups. 30 mm-hmm. minutes, least complex, 45 minutes, a little bit more complex, a little bit more loading, and then 60 minutes is our most commonly, you know, it's yeah. most similar to CrossFit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you think that's I think the importance of that is quite high at the moment. Looking at the changes to the CrossFit business model or the type of affiliate model that is currently going on around the world, it's growing all the time, of course. But the influx of people who aren't first adopters or kind of first or early adopters of CrossFit, people now that are just general people who maybe have tried spinning, they've tried a few different things, and now they're very much getting into the CrossFit type of a thing, a type of a fitness. I suppose those types of program offerings are very, very important to actually help them improve rather than just coming in and doing a 12 class kind of on ramp and just hoping that they're going to survive with the full crazy classes. Those kind of classes I think are going to only grow. I don't know what your opinion on that would be, but I can see it being really, really helpful for helping people to get this a similar type of a stimulus without the overcomplication, depending on their interests again.
I mean, the easiest way to think about it is that with so many different movements, it's hard to become competent in all of them,
mm-hmm.
which is a blessing and a curse. The blessing is you keep, you know, progressing. The curse is that if you only come in once or twice a week, you'll never become competent at these movements, and so you can't load them, and you can't move fast on them, so your power output is less.
Yeah.
And so if we can remove the complexity, you actually will probably get a better workout. Mm-hmm. Now, for those people who want to come in more often and they desire to learn new skills, we absolutely will always have that for them.
Yeah.
It's really the mindset that we go behind.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We have a program for everybody, whether you want to come in once a week or six times a week. Whether you desire to do more complex or not, that's fine.
Yeah.
As long as you're moving, NC Fit has a place for you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think that's fantastic. And I think as a lot of other types of gyms and coaches and business owners have changed be it the naming of their business, be it the emphasis, so that it's a lot more open for people to just be comfortable, not necessarily that CrossFit would have been and currently still is, I suppose, a little bit of an intimidating type of a name to have, but I think it's important, and you'll be more aware than most on this because you've got such a fantastic array of locations and people you would work with. The importance of having that extra brand to really push on for yourself as a business owner. What how important do you think that is compared to just having the CrossFit on its own as a brand, so to speak?
Yeah, I mean, well, CrossFit's a brand,
mm-hmm.
right? But CrossFit's also a programming methodology. And so I think that for CrossFit HQ, they should keep pumping what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But I think for our business, our brand is NC Fit. A program we offer at some of our locations is CrossFit. But it's a program we offer, right? It's not our brand. That's CrossFit's brand, right? And CrossFit does what they do, and they license the use of the name, and which is great. And so for us, it's important that we are in control of our destiny, and we're in control of our branding, which I believe every business should be. And I think they that it's a phenomenal program and it should be used. But I also think that, you know, you have a duty as a business owner to establish, hey, you know, what is our identity? Who are we? And what programs will we offer?
No, I think that's it's very, very important. And I can see that growing further and further as it, as I suppose, as the CrossFit market, or the functional fitness market, at least matures over the next number of years. I suppose it's still quite young in its age, nearly, as a business methodology and training methodology to an extent. What have you any particular immediate goals for your own business, for NC Fit? Have you any really interesting other types of programs that you're looking at implementing in the near future, or anything like that, on top of the three cores and the compete,
From a programming methodology, we're pretty steadfast in what we're doing. We have another one called Burn that we do globally for our corporate sites, but for us, it's just, you know, expand our commercial locations when it makes sense, expand into corporate when it makes sense, and you know, expand our digital presence. I think in the next couple of months, people will be seeing what we're trying to do on the digital side, and I hope they want to be a part of it. And then obviously with the book, just trying to share as much mindset and raise as much money as I can for kids.
Excellent. I think that's, like, it's really interesting that you speak about. So I saw you previously on Gary Vaynerchuk's daily vlog, and it's interesting that there's so much more to learn, I think, sometimes when it comes to the digital end of things, not necessarily just purely like online coaching, etc. But I'm sure it's a challenging change over from maybe your day-to-day coaching kind of situation to not necessarily overlooking all the time, but definitely overseeing a huge amount more online type of a coaching. Has there been much of a change for you personally on that kind of front in the enjoyment of the coaching?
We're just putting out our programs to, you know, we're just putting out what we're already doing on a regular basis to the rest of the world. That's the bottom line.
Okay.
You know, we've been doing what we're doing for a very, very long time. And now we're just sharing what's worked for thousands of our members with more people is the goal.
Jason, would you have any tips for twofold here, for people who are coaches who are either starting out on their coaching journey, first of all, and then also for potential new business owners or new gym owners who may have been coaches, may have just come from a different business in general, and now they're decided, like, look, this is a fantastic area I want to get into, and I want to try and run a business in it. Have you any particular tips, first of all, for a coach who wants to get started in the business, any kind of new personal trainer, just out of your curiosity?
Yeah, I think if you're a coach, you know, go become really good, right? And not just good, but get to be great. And I think the goal is continue to educate yourself, continue to raise the bar, continue to do things to learn from as many people as you can. And just when you think you know what you're doing, go learn some more. Because, you know, I'll tell you, there's been times in my life where I think I know a little something about a little something, and then all of a sudden I realize I don't know anything. You know, it's like when you're a kid growing up, when you're 16, you think you know everything. And then all of a sudden, you know, here I am at 32, and I realize I don't know anything, right? And, and so I think as a coach, it's important to constantly evaluate how you're doing and educate yourself. And I think as a gym owner, it's the same thing. You know, it's also to understand that, you know, when you're a gym owner, you take on a lot of risk and liability. It's not a game. And you have a duty to your family, to yourself, to provide for them. And the way you're going to do that is by treating it like a business, not a hobby. Step number one is having that mentality, growing the business, marketing, creating your brand trajectory. You know, what are you good at? What are you not good at? And how are you going to win against a guy like me? You know, how are you going to win in an environment where people every day are thinking about growing their business and elevating their game? If you're thinking about, you know, working out 6 hours a day, you know, it might not be the best bet for you to open up a business right now. You got to really reprioritize and just stay focused, because otherwise it makes it really challenging to be successful.
Yeah. No, absolutely. They're fantastic points. Jason, I'm gonna finish off with a few different just kind of general questions I'm curious of. I Sure. I think I'm a bit of a nerd when it comes to coaching, and I suppose I look at a lot of different types of training methodologies and different coaches, and I think, like you just said there, the growth mentality, I've tried to take it on board a huge amount over the last number of years, and I've personally been coaching kind of, I think, nearly 18 to 20 odd years, kind of on and off since I got thrown in as a 17-year-old coaching boxing years ago. And having done every bits and pieces, never mind just only CrossFit, like, do you have any particular favorite coaches that you've worked with in the past, or that you currently work with? Like, is there anybody that's really taught you, or that you have found the most value from? I'm sure all of the coaches that you've dealt with have and worked along with have helped you significantly, be it good or a bad way, mind. But do you have anybody in particular that is one of your favorite coaches to kind of work
with? I mean, Chris Hinshaw, another gentleman, Adam from Mindset.
Yeah.
You know, but it's everybody. You can learn a lot from a lot of people, right? You can learn a lot from my daughter, right? Yeah. You can call her a coach. You can call, you know, my wife a coach. And I think the secret is just to be humble enough to realize you don't know everything, and everybody, especially those people who have dedicated themselves to a specific thing, whether it's finance, whether it's this, whether it's that, you know, find those people, create relationships, and then elevate and raise the bar together. And I think as a business owner, it's really important because, you know, everybody wants to be good at everything, but you can't, you know?
Yeah.
It's just like when you're on a team, you got to know your spot. And I think for me, it's like finance is not my thing. Let me identify the expert in there and let them focus on that. Let me find the things that I'm passionate about and I'm credible and I'm good at, and let me focus on that. And I think the secret is, you know, it's not just one coach, it's not just two coaches. It's kind of like the culmination of everybody. When they share information with you and you're having dinner with a friend, there's a lot of information you probably pick up from their life experiences. And I think it's we have a duty to actually pay attention.
Yeah, no, I think I agree. I think the openness towards, be it every conversation, every interaction, can be really, really helpful. Like, I think one of the things that I've noticed a lot in the last number of years is learning, not necessarily learning only, learning directly from the athletes, but that consistent feedback can always be construed as, be it constructive or destructive, and you have no choice but to try and allow it to be constructive as much as possible. So I think that's fantastic. Do you have any favorite books at the moment? Is there anything in particular you're reading? Are you a Lord of the Rings guy, or are you a very heavy businessy person?
No, I mean, I've been listening to more podcasts recently. But no, I mean, obviously from a book perspective, I'd say, you know, as many reps as possible by Jason Fleet.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, I mean, there's you know, Shoe Dog is good by Phil Knight, and Sport of Business by Mark Cuban's good. There's a lot of good stuff out there.
Nice.
But it's just about what you can actually sit there and resonate with and versus, like, you know, reading it passively.
Yeah. How is your own podcast going? I've listened to a few of those. They're fantastic. How have you been enjoying the podcasting area?
So the Business of Fitness podcast is a lot of fun. It's very focused for gym owners and coaches. Yeah. And then we're about to launch one here pretty soon called the AMRAP Mentality Podcast.
Awesome.
Which I'm, you know, really excited about. And I think a lot of people are going to like that.
Great stuff. Excellent. Well, you're doing fantastic so far. Jason, if people want to get in touch with you or find out more about your programs, is it ncfit.com is the place to go at? And then the AMRAP Mentality, AMRAP the book?
Yeah, nc.fit is the website, nc.fit.
Cool.
It's jasonklepa.com. And, you know, Jason Klepa on Instagram is probably the best place to find me. And
excellent stuff.
Yeah. Just stuff. Come on by. Let's chat.
Super stuff. Super. And finally, I hope everything goes fantastically well in the near future, and all of the fantastic work you guys have been doing with those charities. I hope it continues to go forward, and I wish you the best of luck. You're a fantastic businessman and inspiration for a lot of people. So thank you very much for joining me for the podcast, Jason.
Yeah, thank you. Really appreciate it, and I hope you have a good day.
Okay, folks, so that was episode 36 of the Humble Coach Podcast with Jason Klepa. I hope you all enjoyed the show. If you want to check out any of the other episodes that we have on the Humble Coach Podcast, go to thehumblecoach.podbean.com or you can check us out also on iTunes. Hope you have a great day. Thanks for listening.